ever, ever upset you, distress you for more than a moment. And finally, I thought, yes, you know, we get a glimpse in heaven right now in Revelation chapter 6, verse 10 and 11. And they cry with loud voice, saying, "How long, O Lord?" And these are those that were slain for the word of God. "How long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth?" And white robes were given unto every one of them, and it was said unto them that they should rest yet a little while, a little season, until their fellow servants also and their brethren that shall be killed as they were should be fulfilled. Somehow it's in God's plan to have many martyrs, and these were all martyrs that were killed, and more are going to be killed. There are more martyrs being killed. There are more martyrs today in our time than ever in all of history, so I understand. And finally, Revelation 7, 13, and 14. And this picture is, as we see in verse 9, a great multitude that no man can number, from every tribe, kindred, peoples, nations, from all over the world. And they were all in white robes. And in verse 13, one of the elders answered, saying, "What are these which are arrayed in white robes, and whence came they?" And I said, "Sir, thou knowest." And he said to me, "These are they which came out of great tribulation, and have washed their robes, and have made them white in the blood of a lamb. Wherefore are they before the throne? Oh, and they shall hunger no more." Yes, yes, yes. So we must, through much tribulation, it says, suffering, enter the kingdom. Are we willing to accept that? Jacob, I'm through.